Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, K-Dog. Corda Madera. Hi, K-Dog. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just driving home. Working, selling real estate. I just wanted to chime in on the quarterback conversation. These renaissance of these guys, Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold. These guys were all first round draft picks that went to very bad situations, didn't have good people around them. And at their new environment, I mean, nobody would have predicted they would have done this well. Same with Mac Jones. And so I think playing quarterback in the NFL is very hard. I think it's a very, there's a very small number of people that can do it well.
Yep.
And I think as fans, we can be somewhat naive that you can just plug somebody in there. There's like 20 or 30 guys on earth that can do this job very, very well. So
I don't think
anybody would have predicted these guys who were coming off the scrap heap were going to do well. And I think what's worth noting is the difference between winning organizations and losing organizations. Like these teams that are perennially losers, they get the first round draft picks, and it's unfortunate that these, you know, really good players have to go there and suffer through that. And the last thing I want to say is that, you know, the 20 to 25 year old male brain is not even fully developed as these guys are coming into the NFL. So it does take some time to season and mature and learn the system and hopefully not get killed before you can find your rhythm. So that's all I got to say.
Yeah, K-Dog, I think it's a good call. I think his number is too high, by the way, in terms of how many people can do this job really well on planet Earth at any given time. When he says there's 20 or 30 of them, I understand the concept, which is to say that maybe there are 20 or 30 who can do the job, but there's only 12 or 13 spots where the job can be done well. And that's, I think, kind of the core of the point. But the other side to that is be careful. And maybe this is, you know, part of why I feel the way I do about Brock Purdy is I think you got to be real careful in the NFL about messing around with or ditching something that you know works. That, to me, you got to be very, very tentative with how aggressively you sort of just are like, eh, I know the Super Bowl was 2 years ago, but, you know, I'm Kyle Shanahan, so, like, let's do something else. And I bet it'll work because he was a first-round draft pick a few years ago. Just because you're a first-round draft pick, I mean, you know this. You've detailed this.
Yep.
Most of the first-round draft pick quarterbacks don't work out. Now, is that partially because of where they go?
Absolutely.
For sure. For sure it is. But also, not all of them are good. Just because they've got a first-round, quote-unquote, skill set does not mean they can be successful at the next level.
And it just depends on the system. And one of the interesting ones for me this year is Minnesota. Sam Darnold was great last year, but you had already drafted J.J. McCarthy, and he was your first-round pick. And so you felt like At some point, you want to turn over the keys to him, and you didn't want to pay Darnold $100 million. So, yeah, you made that choice. You got off a guy who led you to the playoffs, and so far for Minnesota, it hasn't worked. McCarthy got hurt, and Wentz has come in and had mixed results, but that's basically what Minnesota chose to do, because there's nothing more alluring than having a quarterback on that rookie deal. And so you do that. The Niners did that, and you got to a spot where you had to make that choice. Either we roll the dice again and try to re-rookie, or we get a stopgap, or we pay our guy. And if you look across the league right now, most of the cases of really good quarterbacks are guys who were drafted by their team, and their team went ahead and paid him. Or the other ones are like Matt Stafford, who they traded for him, and he's a veteran. And Baker Mayfield, he's now probably has the best contract, team-friendly, in football among contracts, quarterbacks, he's been amazing. And, you know, Dak Prescott and Kyler Murray, they made those choices, and it hasn't worked out. Jordan Love, they made that choice, and, well, now you're on the clock, kid. Now you're on the clock of you're making $55 million a year. We have a great offensive head coach. Go win.
The Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line is having some fun with our conversation.
Okay, good.
Yeah. 480. This Belichick switch up is as surprising as Subway Jared.
Oh, man. That's, yeah.
What, Luckus? What's the problem? That's funny. That was surprising.
Yeah, there's victims involved.
I understand that, but like, he's not making light of that. That was a switch up. We thought it was a portly guy who was losing weight on Subway hoagies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was like, oh.
You're a monster.
We got something very, very different going on here. 858. Belichick was off the grid at the Inn at the Tides.
I like it.
With Jordan. And she made him shut his phone off.
That's it. During the bye week. It's possible.
Bill is going to go on celebrity marriage boot camp.
Man. 49-year age difference. I'm fascinated by that.
Whatever.
As a guy who's involved in a marriage with a 12-year age gap, there are many times when I look at that and I think this, I mean, that's, in certain situations, that's a big gap. Proximity to the grave. Yes.
Well,
and
sure.
I mean, 57 to 45, and they're 73 and 24.
Are they married yet? They're not married.
No, but.
Okay.
I mean, he can't shake her.
I got.
She's there on the sideline holding his cord.
Maybe he does. I don't know what they do in private. I'm involved in a marriage with a 2-year age gap that people think is a 12-year age gap.
Yeah, because the lovely looks. She looks young.
Did I tell you that story?
No.
A buddy of mine was dating somebody way younger than him. I won't mention the name. I'll tell you off.
What was the age gap?
I think he was about your age.
Okay.
Or is about your age. And the girl was maybe had her 30th birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about the Grand Canyon.
I think she was like 32 and he was mid to late 50s.
Okay. That's generational.
So
a generation is usually 20 to 25 years.
But then they started dating for a while. So like they're officially like dating. And we were all talking about maybe doing a little double, you know, double date. And so he ends up on Instagram and he shows her a picture of me and the lovely Christy, a bottle rock from a couple years ago. He's like, this is them. We should go get dinner with them. She goes, oh. So he's dating someone much younger too.
Oh boy. Dates off.
And then he shared that story with me. Yeah. I'm like, now you're a jerk too.
Well,
she's 2 years younger than me.
You got the salt and the pepper. And that's, as a man, those things will go against you.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know me. I tell the barber the same thing every time. I don't care what color it is as long as it's still there. That's my goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that to you.
You shouldn't have.
That was probably not very nice of me.
While we're sharing, it probably once a month I'll be out and about with my 3-year-old daughter and you know, somebody will be like, oh, you're having a day with Grandpa.
Oh, God.
And it's like,
yeah.
Do you get that?
Usually maybe once a month, maybe a little less frequent. Depends on how bald I am and how much I'm limping, but occasionally, like, you're at the park with Grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes this, when you say that voice, it sounds like it's a female that says that to you.
I know it's a mixed bag.
Okay.
And I usually turn them and go, that's a buck. Because my lovely wife and I have a thing where every time somebody calls me Grandpa, she owes me a buck.
Oh, well, at least you're cashing in on that.
Cha-ching!
Yeah, good for you.
Great. Anyway.
Spouse gives
cash me out one time.
Exactly. It's 50 cents.
He's got separate accounts or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got all kinds of accounts.
Okay. whatever this discussion is, it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the 49ers and the Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right. Not higher or lower just yet. A couple minutes away. We talked about this on the crossover. I want to get this kind of into the hopper. And no doubt, because there's another NBA, there's another Warrior game tonight. And so this is going to come up again. And there's a piece of this I really like, and then there's a piece of this where I'm like, uh-oh. And here it is. This is Steve Kerr yesterday after practice, and Steve is asked about Jonathan Kuminga's minutes with Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, which was the whole rub, obviously, coming out of last season.
There wasn't much spacing, which is the big concern. And but we've got to, you know, continue to give them some looks. I think Al kind of changes the equation here. I'm really intrigued to put Al and JK together, you know, with Draymond or Jimmy. Like, that lineup makes perfect sense. But, you know, it still feels to me like if we're trying to play Jimmy, JK, Draymond, just from the other night, immediately it was the spacing was not great, and it puts pressure on our offense to really have to execute. And but it's early in camp too, and so if we can execute the stuff we're trying to operate, then, you know, it can be effective. But it's just not a smooth fit.
So real quick, here's what I love about this. It's honest, and I think that Warrior fans might need to hear it, because it sounds like some Warrior fans saw that Jonathan Kuminga signed a contract and they went, oh, look, they made up. And I'm like, no, they didn't. No, they found a means to an end. I don't know how it's going to go. I don't think they hated each other in the first place. That's not what this is about. I don't think it's personal. I know a lot of people do. I don't. But it's honest in letting people know. Just because Jonathan re-signed a deal, it does not mean that now suddenly we're going to force feed Jonathan Kuminga and make him this key piece of the rotation or a starter or any of that. The piece that I don't like about it is this. Some people are hearing, and I know Guru was one of them, you hear his tone and it sounds like sort of negative about Jonathan. I don't think that's what it is. I think it's negative about having to talk about this. And this was my concern about not trading Jonathan in the offseason. I think it is going to drive Steve and the team to the point of exhaustion if we micromanage what we see from Jonathan Kuminga every single night. We're going to dive into the box score. How many rebounds did you get? How many assists did you get?
Minutes, yeah.
How many minutes did you get? Who did you play with? And then it will be weaponized on 95.7 The Game. I can already tell you this. Jonathan will have one good game. Woof, here comes the brigade.
Yep.
And then Jonathan will have a bad game. Woof, here comes the reaction in the other way. That's not healthy. And I think it threatens to wear the Warriors out. And you're going to get press conferences with people who sound annoyed.
I'm sure. And it's going to happen on the daily. After games and when Steve Kerr joins us, and we aren't going to just try to hammer him on the one topic because there's so much to talk about with this team. And I do think that at times it will be exhausting, but that's the gig, and that's where we are in this relationship where Kuminga is going to enter year five, and some people think that they never should have re-signed him, and other people think that they need to let him cook with the ha-ha and all the rest of it. So the interesting thing about this topic is that people are in two pretty distinct camps, and here Steve Kerr is in the middle trying to make it work. And I do think that this year's roster is more constructed to make it work. There are more parts and pieces that can work with Kuminga to where he can be more of an impact, I think, with different players that they have on this year's roster as opposed to last year.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways this can go. I think what's going to be hard, this is just my prediction, what's going to be hard for people is that Jonathan's going to get his turn. He's going to get his minutes, but it's not going to be the minutes people want it to be. It's not going to be featured minutes. It's not going. He's not going to start. And you know,
he may not finish.
Right. If you're, I would argue he almost definitely
won't.
Well,
it depends on the game, right?
You know what I mean?
Every game is different, but yeah.
If you're saying that like the finishing lineup is definitely going to include Steph and Draymond and Jimmy, and it will, maybe Al Horford is a part of that. Is the fifth person going to be Jonathan Kuminga? I'd argue it can't be. It can't be.
Well, based on what he just said in that answer about spacing and having, right, you know, shooting out there, if you've got Jimmy, Kuminga, and Draymond all playing together, that's three non-shooters. Now, they're all allowed to shoot, and they all have made three-point shots, but defensively, all of a sudden, you don't really have to worry about those three guys. You keep somebody close to Al behind the line, and you just kind of, you chase Steph like you always do, and then the other three, we'll see what you're going to do on offense.
This is a really sort of simplistic way of looking at it, but if I told you that Jonathan was just Draymond's backup, how do you feel about that? And how many minutes a night does Draymond get? It's going to be at least 30 minutes a night.
It's 30, yeah.
Okay, so that leaves 18 minutes on the table for the Jonathan Kumingas of the world.
Yeah, and I do think that it probably ends up being a little bit more than that, where, you know, at times you could play Kuminga and Draymond and Steph alongside Al and,
Buddy
pick a
Hield.
Shooter. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not Al. Maybe it's, hi, this is Quentin Post, and maybe it's Seth Curry. I do think that you can have Steph, Draymond, and Kuminga, the three of them playing with a specialized two others. I don't think Draymond, Kuminga, and Jimmy Butler can and will play a lot together, those three. But can he play with Draymond and Steph? Yes. Can he play with Jimmy and Steph? Yes. Can he play with Draymond and Jimmy? Probably not. So when you start to go through the two- and three-man combinations, even from last year, his best three-man combination, JK, was Steph, Draymond, and Kuminga. They were a plus nine. That was the 11th best combination on the team.
Yeah, he's going to play. I just happen to think it's going to be 20 minutes. I think that's probably what it's going to be. And yes, there'll be nights where it will get to expand because certain guys won't play, and then Jonathan will need to step forward, and then then people will be like, you're really going to pay $23 million a year for someone who's only going to play 20 minutes? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly what they're going to do. That's exactly what they're going to do. Like, they're not going, I mean, think, what's the alternative? Is the alternative, I'm going to force this down everyone's throat because it triggers the public and we paid him and we're trying to showcase him. All of those things say to me, you're not focused on winning the game.
Right. And how is that going to play inside that locker room?
Go win the game. Win the game and the rest of this, money, trades, egos, that's the whole job of an experienced organization, is to push those things out of the room. That's what a good organization does well. Push those things out of the room. A lot of people want to welcome them into the room. That's not the way anybody would think, I would think.
And that's what this organization has done. Go back to 2022, where you pushed a lot of that stuff outside the room and you went out and you won the title. And the other piece of it, and this is going to be where a lot of fans want to talk about Brandon Pajemski, the Poughkeepsie kid. But if you look at three-man combos last year, Pods was a member of the first, second, third, and sixth best three-man combinations.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Curry Moody Pods, Butler Curry Pods, Butler Green and Pods, and then number six is Butler Moody and Pods. And this is plus minus per 100 possessions, which is a metric. But and Steve Kerr actually even said it in his latest press conference, his latest avail. He's like, Brendan, he connects everything. He can play with everyone. So,
let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Yeah. And I also was reading in the Kawakami article today in the SF Standard. One thing that Steve really wants from Pods is he wants Feliciano to talk to him when it comes to the refs. Shut up!
Oh.
Shut up!
Yeah,
shut
up! That's a good idea.
Shut up!
Yeah, get
shut
the...
up!
That's what Steve actually said in the Kawakami article. He's like, I've been telling Brandon, like...
Dude, save your... Save your palms up and you're screaming at refs for the Valkyries.
Totally.
Game. Yeah. Yeah.
How about twirly finger?
He cannot be that guy.
Hey, cut it out.
It's perfect. Yeah. All right, you want to do higher or lower?
I've been dying. Can we dying do to do lower? Some higher or lower.
I got my Sharpie out. Let's do some higher or lower. Come on, man. Let's play this thing. Set it up.
All right, higher or lower. Today, we are honoring Steph Curry and his career free throw percentage of 91.1%. I will give 10 items. Willard, Grandy, and Lucas have to decide if that item is higher or lower, 91.1%. Are you ready, Mark Willard?
I am.
Mark with a C.
Yes.
Lucas, the bronze medalist.
Fired up to be here.
I'm so glad to be here. We'll start with you, Willard. Item number one, higher or lower, 91.1.
91.1, okay, 91.1.
NFL league average quarterback rating from last year. Higher or lower, 91.1.
League average.
Quarterback rating.
Quarterback rating. League average. Oof. Yeah, that's close. I'm gonna go with higher.
Grandy?
Lower.
Lucas?
Lower.
Point to Willard. It is higher, 92.3.
Bitty-boppity-boop.
Item number two, higher or lower than 91.1. Percentage of career plate appearances where Luis Arraez did not strike out. Plate appearances.
Wait,
who
goes first?
You do. Luis Arraez. Yeah, because you got it right. The percentage of his plate appearances where he did not strike out.
Higher.
Grandy?
Yeah, higher.
Lucas?
Also higher.
Yeah, you guys are all right. 94.2.
Yeah, that dude don't strike out.
Yeah, and just for reference, Tony Gwynn was 95.8. Tony, so Arraez is in that kind of a neighborhood.
Rest in peace. Tony Gwynn was the best.
Arraez, 215 strikeouts in 3,500 plate appearances.
Tony Gwynn might be one of my all-time favorite non-Giants.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, Willard's up 2-1. We stay with Willard. Higher or lower than Steph Curry's career free throw percentage of 91.1? Secretariat, all-time winning percentage. He's a horse.
I have no...
Higher or lower?
I'll go... Oh, man.
Higher or lower than 91.1?
Lower.
Grandy?
Yeah, I think lower too.
And Lucas?
I think higher.
Lucas. You're so adorable. lower. Turns out Secretariat lost a lot. He was 16-5.
Overrated.
Yeah. He got the crown with the single best Belmont in history.
Do you remember, was it ESPN that did the all-time top 100 greatest athletes?
Oh, yeah.
And number one was a horse.
He's a horse.
And people were so mad.
Yep, no doubt.
Like, you can't make it a horse?
Yep.
Of course a horse is a great athlete. Anyway.
Willard 3, Grandy 2, Lucas 1. We stay with Willard. Higher or lower than 91.1%? Marco Luciano, Major League Baseball fielding percentage. Higher or lower than 91.1?
Just on principle, I'm going to say lower because I want it to be.
Grandy?
I think it's lower, but I think you might be trying to trick us. Yeah. I'm going higher.
Lucas?
Lower would be awful. I'm going higher.
Yeah, point to the hires.
Okay.
I'm mean-spirited, but not that mean-spirited.
I know. I gave that one because I was just like, I want that.
93.6, which is really not good.
Got a brick on his hands.
Yep. All right. Grandy and Willard tied at 3. Lucas has 2. We're going to start with Grandy for this one. This is number 5, I believe.
Yep.
Grandy, higher or lower than 91.1%? Joey Chestnut's winning percentage in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Higher.
Lucas?
Higher.
Willard?
Lower.
That's way lower. He's 17-3.
Y'all don't 85%. Remember Kobayashi. Used to take that kid to school. on the annual.
Chestnut 17-3, which is 85%. Point to Willard. We stay with Willard. He's up 4-3. Lucas has 2. To you, Willard. Higher or lower than Steph Curry's free throw percentage of 91.1%. Percentage of electoral college votes won by Ronald Reagan in the 1984 presidential election.
It was a landslide. I was 9. I remember my mom and dad just grinding on that TV. Percentage of electoral college votes. Higher.
Grandy?
Lower.
And Lucas?
Higher.
Yeah, it's higher, guys.
Yeah.
525 of the 538. Dude. Walter Mondale only won Minnesota.
Walter Mondale.
97.6%.
That's a good
point
run
to Willard.
Yep.
5-3-3.
And Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas got that too.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Yep. I'm just so I'm not used to you getting them.
He's tied for second.
5-3-3. We stay with Willard. From 1999 to 2017. Percentage of years in which Venus or Serena Williams won at least one singles Grand Slam title.
From 99 to 2017.
18
percentage
years.
Of years.
In which one of them at least got one. Higher or lower than 91.1%.
My God. I'm going to go higher.
And Lucas.
What number higher. Question is this? Sorry.
This is question number 7.
I said higher. What did Willard say?
I said higher.
Very good.
Grandy?
Lower on principle.
Yeah, it's lower, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
16 of the 19 years, 84.2%.
I was going to go with 100%.
I know.
Like, that was what I was thinking.
There's some Kim Kleisters in there.
Yeah.
And some Justine NN. Willard, 5. Grandy, 4. Lucas, 3. Grandy got the point. We start with Grandy.
What?
He's still
Grandy's
challenged.
Got the point. We start with Grandy.
Okay. Maybe I'll go first one time.
Yeah.
We can all dream.
Doubtful.
This is number 8. In Wayne Gretzky's record-setting 215-point season, percentage of games where he got at least 1 point, higher or lower than 91.1%?
215 points.
He had 215 points, goals and assists.
In a season.
Right. How many of those games, what percentage of those games did he at least get a point?
A point, yeah. Okay.
Higher or lower than 91.1?
Oh, man, that's a good one, Dibs.
I will go.
We're
talking this one.
Higher.
And Willard in second place?
I'll go lower. Let's see if Grandy
and
can
Lucas.
Catch up.
I'll go higher.
Yeah, Lucas, it's higher.
Yes.
77 of the 80 games, he got at least a point. 96.3%.
Damn. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Number 9, we start with Grandy. 5 for Willard. 5 for Grandy. 4 for Lucas. This is a barn burner.
He's still in it. Yep. You're still in it, Lucas.
Don't
You've
look
never
now.
Made it to round 9 before.
Grandy, we start with you. Higher or lower than 91.1%? Percentage of seasons Phil Jackson coached his teams into the NBA playoffs.
Oh.
Higher or lower than 91.1?
I will go lower.
And Willard in second place, tied for first?
Don't forget principles, Willard.
Lower.
And Lucas.
Do I do it?
Go higher. Come on.
All right, I'll go higher.
This game is tied.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
The answer is 100%.
Really?
He was 20 for 20.
He's never missed the playoffs.
I thought there were some Knicks years that he didn't make it.
He was not the head coach. Well, he was the president of basketball ops.
Tremendously exciting.
Unprecedented. This assuredly will go to a tiebreaker. It's 5-5-5.
Not assuredly.
We start with Lucas.
Yeah. All right.
You guys want to do honor system and write this one down so that nobody has an advantage? Let's do that. All right, higher or lower than 91.1? Barry Bonds' career OPS in Pittsburgh. Higher or lower than 9/11?
I have a question.
Yep.
Point of clarification.
Yep.
Do you mean while playing for the Pirates or simply while playing in
that's
Pittsburgh?
That's a great follow-up.
Okay.
While playing for the Pirates.
While playing for the Pirates. Okay.
Write down your answer. Barry Bonds' OPS.
OPS.
Higher or lower than 9/11 while a Pirate.
Okay. I wrote my answer down.
Are all the answers down? Gentlemen, Lucas, I can't see you.
I wrote mine down.
Yeah,
Lucas?
Lucas is still contemplating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wrote the letter. Right.
Lucas, we'll start with you. Higher or lower than 9/11?
I went lower.
And Grandy?
I also went lower.
And Willard?
Crap, so did I.
This game is still tied.
Of course it is.
What was the right answer?
Were we right?
Yeah, lower.
Oh, okay.
Eight, it doesn't matter.
It was still tied now, no matter what.
To the tiebreaker.
Holy crap.
Three-way tiebreaker. This has never happened before. And again, you can go over the answer. It's whoever is closest to the correct answer.
We got to write it down again.
Yes. We're doing this in honor of Steph Curry. This is higher or lower. And 9-11 was the number. Now it's the tiebreaker. Ladies and gentlemen, the tiebreaker question. In seven seasons in Pittsburgh, how many home runs did Barry Bonds hit?
Oh, God. Seven seasons
as
in
a Pirates,
Pittsburgh.
How many home runs did Bonds hit? Closest to the number will be today's higher or lower champion. It's 6-6-6. This has been an absolute barn burner.
Oh, wow. Okay. And we write it down?
You write it down.
All right.
And I have the correct answer.
Okay.
And we will go, we'll go in age order from Willard to Lucas to Grandy.
Okay.
Willard, what is your answer?
I wrote down 191.
Okay.
191.
Lucas?
213.
And Grandy?
230.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of today's higher or lower, Mark Willard!
Yeah! He boxed us out.
Woo! 176 was the correct answer.
We all went over.
176. That's how many home runs he hit as a Pirates. Congratulations, Mark Willard. You are today's winner of higher or lower.
I'm getting into like fade the dibbers range. I'm hot.
You have four wins?
I think so.
Granny's got the two.
Yeah, but I've got like two or three in a row now.
Two in a row, I think, yeah.
Not three?
No, I think that Granny had gotten you
before. I think Granny was up 2-1. I think you were. I think I've won three in a row.
When did Lucas get his one? Early.
That didn't count.
Early.
Yeah.
This was when we were at Splash.
Nobody can remember.
At Splash, that's right.
For the fantasy show.
That's right.
That was fun.
Never forget it.
Yeah. All right. I got a couple more loaded when we need them. But you guys got 6 out of 10. I'm going to have to toughen these up a little bit. You guys were sharp today.
I had Vegas sweating, too. My plus 1,000.
Yeah, you did.
Right there.
There were a lot of people with some hot tickets, and then they just ripped them in half.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry to do
it's
that
like
to
like betting the Carolina
people.
Panthers on the money line. I don't want the 9.5. Give me that money line.
I knew the Panthers were going to beat the Dolphins over the weekend. I knew it. I mean, not when they were down like 17-0.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'm wrong. But then they started to come back. I'm like, ooh. Maybe I'm going to be right. Survivor pools have been crazy so far.
Are you
year.
Still alive?
Yes.
In your like super big life changer?
Yes.
How many are left?
Oh, still like 200 plus people.
Okay.
But like it started, I think, over a grand.
All right.
Packers lost to the Browns. That was a big old heater. And then this week, a lot of people had the Bills. A lot of people had the Cardinals. Can you imagine losing your survivor pool on that junk?
Yeah, that's...
And then, what was the other one a lot of people had? There's another one a lot of people
had. Some people also had Packers versus the Cowboys.
Yep. A few people had that sucker.
Oh, you don't survive in a tie, right?
No.
You gotta win that
gotta
thing.
Win.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Can you imagine they line up for that field goal? You're like, oh.
Yep. Come on. No.
Not a tie.
Yeah. No, come on.
Yeah.
There's a couple big numbers on the board this week. You got the Pack by 14
the
and pack, a hook.
The Packers
at home.
Are going to be, yeah. Now, some survivor, like as we just said, the people who have picked the Packers to this point are out. So if you're in still,
yep.
You can still pick the Packers.
They're playing Joe Flacco for the second time in 3 weeks.
That's all. And Joe Flacco beat them last time. However, that was on the road. This will be at Lambeau Field.
Yeah. The other one that looks better than it probably, I think, actually is Colts given 7.5 at home to the Cardinals.
Well, Kyler Murray didn't practice today.
Okay.
So keep an eye there.
Yep.
And then the other one that I would sort of throw out to the masses, keep an eye on Lamar Jackson's status with the Ravens, because the Rams are going to Baltimore, and if it's Cooper Rush again, then the Rams are going to be a 8, 9, 10.
It's 7.5 right now.
Yeah, it's going to go. He's going to keep going.
Yeah, and then tomorrow we've got Philly at the Giants,
yeah.
And the pick is in. We'll have that for you tomorrow.
This is just my philosophy. Everybody get to do it your own way. I would never pick a road division team.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
And a survivor, yeah.
But If you want to ride with the Eagles tomorrow, they'll probably win. They'll probably win. In the big boy one, we're not allowed to pick the Thursday game.
Yeah, you were mentioning
Thursday
that.
Thursday is off, yeah, off the table. Not allowed to do it. Warriors and Blazers tonight at 7 o'clock. The game's right here on 95.7 The Game. Plus, first 10,000 fans who go, going to get yourself a commemorative Steph Curry All-Star MVP bobblehead. Don't miss out on the moment to kick off the season on Warriors ground, the place where all the magic comes to life. Go to warriors.com right now for tickets, and then don't forget, more tickets. This time, tomorrow, the annual open practice at Chase Center's at 5:30, and fans can have the rare behind-the-scenes look at a Warriors team practice with all kinds of special aspects to it. Tickets for that open practice are only $5, with proceeds benefiting the Golden State Community Foundation, and you can purchase those at warriors.com/open practice. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bay Area is Draymond Green. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Day day.
Oh, yeah.
Grandy's unveiling all the new toys today. All right, so we got a Warriors game in a little bit over an hour.
Okay.
So that's fun. Sean Salisbury is going to be on the show with us tomorrow.
Love Sean.
Sean's fantastic. That's going to be at 3:15. And let's just say we're going to trot out as many former quarterbacks as possible.
Oh, okay.
As we get ready for what we think, we don't know, but we think looks like another Mac Jones production this weekend in Tampa Bay. And another win would certainly ramp up the conversation even more. Because, this one's hard. This is another really...
It's like trades.
It's like trades. It's really hard. Niners are coming off an additional rest. They're at a rest advantage this week, for sure. Tampa also had cross-country travel. Obviously, the Niners have cross-country travel getting ready for this game. But they're banged up, too. Baker Mayfield's been in and out of the injury report. Bucky Irving will not play. Mike Evans will not play. So I see no reason why this won't be another really close game.
You would figure.
You know?
Yeah, and that scares you because Tampa, no, they trail most of their games, and they trail with a minute to go, and then they win.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's kind of what they've done this year.
If somebody's got the ball with 2 minutes to go, then yeah, like advantage Tampa, you'd put the ball in Baker Mayfield's hands over Mac Jones.
Yeah, and I think part of it, too, is, you know, are the Niners going to have Ricky Pearsall? I don't think they will. Are they going to have Juwan Jennings? I don't think that they will. So can you go back with the Kendrick Bourne Express and, you know, the rest of the bits and pieces that you have? You're not going to have George Kittle. So, you know, the 49ers have been doing it with a lesser cast, and Tampa's been doing it with somewhat of a lesser cast, but they've had their quarterback, and they've got the guy right now who is the favorite to be offensive rookie of the year in Emeka Ibuka.
Yeah, for sure.
My guy, Cade Otton. It's my tight end right there.
Okay.
That's pretty good game last week.
Yeah, good game last week.
Four catches, yeah.
How many catches did he have before last week?
I don't know if he even had a target. A couple maybe, but...
Not a lot.
Well, because they haven't had reason to throw to him. But now they don't have Mike Evans. They haven't had Godwin. And I think Godwin played last weekend, and
the week before.
Yeah, he's still working his way back.
Yeah, of course. He's been hurt for the better part of 3 years, to be honest with you. Here's what Shanahan said today on Ricky Pearsall.
Last week that he'd probably be able to get in this week. He wasn't able to Monday. He's not able to today. So we'll see if there's a turn here on Thursday or Friday, but I'm not counting on it right now.
Yeah, okay. So that's like, come on. That's a no. By the way, that's a concerning clip right there.
Play it again.
This is on Ricky Pearsall not practicing today.
Last week that he'd probably be able to get in this week. He wasn't able to Monday. He's not able to today. So we'll see if there's a turn here on Thursday or Friday, but I'm not counting on it right now.
So last week we thought he would practice,
right?
But then he couldn't on Monday, and then he couldn't today. So they thought he'd be ready, and he's not. And don't forget, he used that word instability.
Yeah.
When he talked about his injury a couple of weeks ago. So.
And think about other PCLs that we're familiar with, most notably Christian McCaffrey's last year, which was a more severe PCL, but that's what Ricky Pearsall has, and it's the posterior cruciate ligament, which is the one that's on the backside of the leg, and it's the one that we're not, you know, most familiar with. But if you don't have that stability and you're trying to do things that receivers do, which is start, stop, go fast, left, right, diagonal, jump, slide, and dive, you're not going to be able to do that.
I'm kind of down on what I'm hearing from Shanahan today, injury-wise. They thought Ricky would be back. He's not. Remember the report last week that said Kittle is a long shot for Tampa Bay, but they think he'll be ready for Atlanta. And then this is what he said about that instead today.
Hopefully we'll have a chance at Kittle next week. Just a chance. I don't think Barch is up next week, though.
Okay, so still no Ben Barch.
Hopefully we'll have a chance, just a chance.
Just a chance at Kittle next week.
Man, just a chance.
That's a lot less optimistic than what the previous report.
And he is eligible to come off the IR, and he hasn't. And so once he comes off the IR, after he misses a month, there's going to be a ramp up, especially with hamstring. It's not going to be you come off the IR with a fractured wrist and now your wrist is healed and you've been running around this whole time just waiting for the wrist and now you play. He has not been, I would imagine, doing a lot of full speed activity because of the hamstring.
I think the same thing that we talk about with Purdy, though, holds true for Kittle and Pearsall and everyone else, which is that if you're 4-1 and like you don't want to rush. Kittle is a hamstring. That is probably among the most re-injurable spots on your entire body based on the experience I've had and what people have said. Calves and hamstrings, those come back. You think they're all the way better, and then you start going full speed, and they rock right back at you again.
Yep.
So, yeah, be super careful. He was asked if there's any chance Purdy goes on IR.
How'd you assess Brock's progress, and is there any thought at all putting him on injured reserve?
Hasn't been on thought on IR, and he's progressing.
Yeah. How's he progressing? He's progressing.
Yeah. And you
no
I mean,
thought on IR.
If you put him on IR, it's not one of those things where you can put him on and take him off. He's on there for 4 weeks. So you put him on IR, and then something happens to Mac. Maybe he forgets to eat a banana, and you know he gets another little thing happens, and now you got 3 games of Adrian, and you can't bring Brock back because he's on IR.
It's also not baseball. I don't think that you can do it retroactively.
Nope. I was thinking that.
Yeah, you can't be like, well, he already missed the Rams game, so he can miss 3 more. No. No, you missed your chance on that.
Yeah, because you already used the roster spot,
right,
and you can't retroactively do that.
He was asked if the front office is maybe getting a little bit more aggressive to acquire an edge rusher.
I mean, those guys talk every day, all the way up till the deadline, and they'll let us know if anything ever has a possibility. With Bosa out, there's no difference than usual, so the same.
Okay, but asked if now being 4-1 increases his desire for a trade.
What increases my interest is who's the guy that can absolutely help us get better this year without hurting us next year, and you balance both of those out. But there's got to be a guy available, and sometimes it's two different things. Sometimes there's one guy who can only help this year. Sometimes there isn't a guy available who's like that. So we'll see what comes up. Sometimes things come up, but I don't see any different right now than how I felt going into the year.
Yeah, to me, this is the one to watch, and I know, as you pointed out, 4 more games still to go before the deadline, and John Lynch had said last week you kind of have to earn the trade. Thursday was a huge step toward earning the trade. I find it hard to believe that, you know, they're going to lose 4 games in a row, but who knows? But outside of that, with 3 division wins already in the pocket, I have a hard time believing the Niners are not going to be in contention 4 weeks from now. They got to do something. It's not good enough right now.
Well, when you look at what they need and what they can possibly acquire, they need to be better at running the ball, but those players are very hard to acquire midseason, either a guard or a tackle. Even if you get a tackle, you like your tackles. And so the one thing you need more than anything else outside of health is somebody who can go get the other team's quarterback, which will help your back end be able to maybe intercept a pass. You have no picks this year, and I think it's 12 straight games overall without a pick.
Yeah.
So you got to start putting some heat on some people.
Crazy. And by the way, speaking of that run game, he was asked what he sees from the run game, and listen to how he answers it.
Well, last week you didn't see much statistically at all. Kind of had an idea going into the game how big of a challenge that was going to be. I wasn't proud of the production in terms of yards and everything, but I was extremely proud of how our team got over 30 carries. When you can do that and you're only averaging, when you're averaging under 3, that means you're doing a lot of good things. You're staying out there, you're executing, you're doing good on third down. But it's, you know, we missed some opportunities earlier in this year. Got a little harder versus the Rams. It's going to get harder this week versus Tampa Bay. But we just got to keep pressing away.
Okay. I don't know why it would get harder this week. Why would it get harder this week? Tampa's not nearly the run defense that the Rams are.
I'll take a look at it. Yeah.
Well, okay. Then how are they giving up this many points? Like,
well, they're terrible against the pass, but they're elite on against the run.
Yeah. I
love what he said, though, in his answer.
I don't know if I buy that.
Because
I don't know.
They did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Enough. I know what the metrics say, yeah. But I don't. I would take the Rams' defensive line
we'll
over
see
the Bucs.
And I'll try to look at some of the tape tonight and just see exactly what you know the numbers are seeing for Grandy and what Kyle's talking about. But what he said about being able to run it 30 times, that to me is as important as getting production because they were able to get 2 yards on third and one. They were able to get 3 yards second and two. And all those little things that keep the ball in your hands, they matter more than just the gaudy, eye-popping numbers.
What are you doing coming up next year in a sec, Grandy?
Oh, we got Warriors basketball coming up at 7. Before that, we got a couple of great interviews to listen to again on the Morning Roast. They welcomed on Tony Dungy, one of the greatest head coaches of this century. And then also you guys chatted with Greg Cosell. So both those conversations coming up next.
Cosell, always a good listen, and he was again today. I always feel like I learned something. And so that's coming up. Tony Dungy's coming up. Sean Salisbury's going to join us tomorrow. And that is what is coming up on The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, there's a pick to make.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, got to get back in the win column.
17-5?
Yep. Still good.
Yes. You'll still be good tomorrow night, even if you lose. But 18-5 is even better.
I don't want to hear from the Jackals. About how up regression to the mean.
it's coming.
I know it's coming. Come on. I'm going home.
All right, go home. For Dibs, for Grady, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.